This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said on Monday that Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny should be released immediately after he was detained upon arrival back in Russia after 5 months treatment for poisoning in Germany. France, Italy, and the president of the European Council, Charles Michel, also issued demands for Navalny's release. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo registered his disapproval of Navalny's treatment by tweeting, quote, deeply troubled by Russia's decision to arrest Alexei Navalny. Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow Sunday evening. It was his first time back in his home country since he was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment in Berlin. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him when he was detained by security officials at passport control. Moscow's prison service later said that Navalny had been detained for alleged violations of his suspended prison sentence and would be held in custody until a court hearing later this month. Navalny went to Germany for treatment after he was poisoned with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent while traveling in Siberia. He has openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. The Kremlin says it is not responsible for the attack. Russian authorities justified his detention Sunday by arguing Navalny was in violation of parole stemming from a 2014 suspended sentence. The government has also opened 3 other criminal investigations against the opposition leader. He faces a minimum of 3.5 years in prison. You can keep up on this story and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities on Sunday advanced plans to build an additional 780 homes in West Bank settlements, an anti-settlement monitoring group said, in a last-minute surge of approvals before the friendly Trump administration leaves office later this week. Peace Now said that over 90% of the homes lay deep inside the West Bank, which the Palestinians seek as the heartland of a future independent state. It said over 200 homes were located in unauthorized outposts that the government had decided to legalize. The political party of Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine said Sunday that it would challenge its loss in a recent presidential election. A representative of Wine's National Unity Party told reporters on Sunday that the party has evidence of, quote, ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. He said they are going to take all measures that the law permits to challenge the election. The party held a news conference Sunday, a day after Uganda's election commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections. Since seizing control of Uganda in 1986, Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously. He's dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who's age 38, a singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as Reuters reported 2 people were confirmed dead in protests since the election results. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by a strong earthquake that hit Sulawesi Island last week, killing at least 78 people, according to authorities on Sunday. More than 800 people have been injured. Thousands of others were left homeless by the 6.2 magnitude earthquake. Roughly 100 Honduran migrants were met with tear gas and struck by police with batons when they tried to pass through a roadblock on the border with Guatemala. The group of migrants were part of a group of roughly 2,000 Hondurans who stopped Saturday night behind the roadblock. The majority stayed behind Sunday morning when the clashes between some members of their group and the police began. None of the migrants made it through the roadblock. Hundreds of migrants later sat in the roadway, refusing to move and attempting to appeal to Guatemalan authorities. As fellow Central Americans, the Associated Press reported that many migrants showed visible injuries from batons after the clash. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the new Biden presidential administration. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.
He's the man behind some of your favorite D'Angelo cuts. He's also the producer behind Solange's Grammy-winning hit Cranes in the Sky. You may be surprised to discover how many other of his songs live on your favorite playlists. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on Rafael Sadiq. Rafael Sadiq was born in Oakland, California, the second youngest of 14 children. His childhood fraught with tragedy. One of his older brothers was murdered, another suffered a drug overdose, while another committed suicide. Rafael found solace and purpose in music. He sang and played the bass in gospel choirs around his hometown, and when he was 18, he auditioned for a spot in the band for Prince's opening act and protege, Sheila E. Raphael toured with Prince for some time before coming back home to form a band with his brother Dwayne and his cousin Timothy. Their debut album, Who, was released in 1988 and featured this next song, which climbed to number one on the R&B charts, in large part to the melody, which was borrowed from an old familiar Negro spiritual. Here's Tony, 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 featuring our spotlight artist, Raphael Sadiq, with Little Walter on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Hey, Little Walter.
Hey, Little Walter.
Hey, Little Walter, listen. Hey, Little Walter. Something's gonna get you, Little Walter.
play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Hit a rhyme a cappella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Tony. and DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now. You trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way. I'd rather have a mimosa with Cristal and OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked. But wait a sec.
The function zone around midnight. Uh-huh. What time is
at the nursery so you can slow on the anniversary. Feel me, I dip, dip, bow. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you want a Mac, it's because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your taxes.
Now here I am, staring at you.
Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we're celebrating the life and music of Rafael Sadiq, who in the 1990s was best known as the lead singer of Tony, Tony, Tony. We just heard a song from their fourth and final album. That was Let's Get Down. And before that, a cut from their second and most successful project, a feel-good song called Feels Good. After Tony's success began to wane, the group disbanded and Raphael moved on to his next project, a trio featuring Ali Shaheed Mohammed of Tribe Called Quest and D'Angelo, who had to back out of the project due to scheduling conflicts and was replaced by Don Robinson of In Vogue. Lucy Pearl released a self-titled album in 2000, which included two singles, one of which was nominated for a Grammy. Here's Lucy Pearl with Dance Tonight, featuring this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist, Raphael Sadiq. The Soul Lounge Spotlight, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of Raphael Sadiq. We'll be back with more from his solo albums, as well as music from Solange, Andra Day, and Joss Stone, all artists who've benefited from his musical genius.
Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of Rafael Siddiq, who over the course of his career has collaborated with dozens of major recording artists like Whitney Houston, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, John Legend, and Joss Stone, all while producing and recording his own music. In 2002, he released his first solo album, Instant Vintage, a collection of songs that incorporated a variety of genres from blues to rock and roll to doo-wop. The album was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, but didn't do well in sales and failed to produce a charting single. His second solo album didn't fare much better. Rafael finally got radio airplay in 2008 with a song off his third album, a Motown-inspired cut called Love That Girl. The song spent 20 weeks on the Billboard R&B charts and earned him a Grammy nomination for Best Traditional R&B Performance. Here's this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist, Rafael Siddiq, with Love That Girl on the Soul Lounge.
Such a love child, and every man in this place would love to be in her space. As the night settles down, she'll meet a lot of clever clowns, and I'll do my best to be better than the rest. She is so, so sweet and tender.
Music is the language of the soul.
Josh, how much loving do you need? Do you need it once a day? Twice a day? 3 times a day? 4 times a day? You gotta let me know.
Them. baby. Tell me, baby.
You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Rafael Sadiq, an accomplished producer and songwriter. British soul singer Josh Stone was one of the beneficiaries of his talent. He produced her third solo album, Introducing Josh Stone, which included the song we just heard, Tell Me About It. In 2011, Rafael released another solo album thought by many of his critics to be his best. From Stone Roland, here's Moving Down the Line on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Rafael Sadiq, this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight Artist with Moving Down the Line. I'm the Lady DJ. And one of the challenges of being a legendary artist with a few years in the game is maintaining a connection to what is new and fresh. Rafael Sadiq seems to have overcome that challenge. In the last few years, he's written and produced for some of the leading alternative R&B artists, some of which we're going to hear from now. Starting with Solange, in 2016, she released A Seat at the Table, a number one Grammy Award-winning album co-produced by Rafael Sadiq. This is Cranes in the Sky on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Just me, I am my dog. a little gift to myself that I bought. Forgive scraping behind you.
That was Audra Day with the Rafael Sadiq-produced Gin and Juice from her debut album, Rise to the Fall. There are some of us at a certain age who recognize Rafael Sadiq as a talented performer. Those of us who grew up listening to Tony, Tony, Tony and spent time jamming to Lucy Pearl. However, he seems to be more comfortable these days behind the scenes. When asked about his legacy, Rafael Sadiq said, quote, I just want people to look at the way I put music together and say he was a bad, bad man. He was a chess master. But if they say nothing, I'm happy with that, too.
Soul. It sounds so good.
Truly doing like me.
Thank you so much for joining us again this week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I will be back with music from another one of your favorites. Until then, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media with your comments and requests. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. Until then, peace.
My breakfast, you should be here beneath me to feel me, to heal me. You should be here to wrap me, to trap me, then climb me. You should be here. I'm a good man and I work hard on my night job.
You should be.
Let me show you what you're missing every day.
You should be.
Sell her, I want you, babe. You're alone with me.
Sell her, I want you, babe.